Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Deborah Chisholm. I'm calling to find out. I had automatic shipments set up for my probiotics, and I was just curious to see. I'm almost done with them, and I haven't gotten my new package. And I took a week off, so I'm just wondering if you have anything on file.
Okay, I'd be happy to check on that for you.
Sure.
Okay, you said the name is Deborah Chisholm.
Deborah Chisholm, C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just one moment, please.
Sure.
Excuse me. Okay, Ms. Chisholm, for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
23 Acadia Avenue in Hampton, New Hampshire.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. I have your account pulled up. And let's see. It is showing the Omex Triple Action Probiotic. And let's see. Did you last have a shipment? It should, let's see. From the starter kit, it shows that you have another shipment. You just had a shipment. Let me open that up. Let's see. You had a shipment that went out on the 23rd, so you probably have not gotten that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it went out on the 23rd, and it usually takes anywhere from 7 to 14 business days. Just depending
can
on
they
where
make
you
it
live.
So that I get them before I run out? I mean, the
sure.
The last order I got was the 30, and then I've been doing is taking it for 3 weeks and going off it for a week to give my body, you know, some time to readjust. And then I was told by someone that that was the way to do it. And then so now I'm only have like 3 or 4 left. So my shipment won't be in for 14 days. It's kind of behind schedule. It puts me behind schedule.
Okay. Well, not a problem.
Wouldn't it?
Well, yes, ma'am. It does, of course, depend on how you're taking them. With the
once a day. That's what they told me.
Okay.
To take them once a day. And how many do I have left here? I've only got 4 left. No.
Okay.
I just thought they would come a little quicker, you know, like to overlap a little bit instead of, I mean, if I have to wait, then it doesn't make any sense.
Not a problem. You can always make adjustments because what you have, you get 2 boxes every 60 days. Your next
okay,
shipment.
I think I only, okay. Sorry. I think I only got 1 last time because I was just trying them out. Someone had let me try them out. So I ordered a box, and then she said it would come each month because I have the old box here.
Yes, ma'am. You have a 60-day subscription with the starter kit. It maybe have started with a 30-day supply. I haven't looked at it.
It did, yeah, because it was $19.95 for the month, and then I have the order number. And I ordered it. Laura was her name, but I didn't write the date down that I ordered it.
It was October.
So I only had.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, October. So, yeah, so if I could get 2 at a time or if they could just come at a more frequent rate. I didn't get the 2-month starter kit. I think that's maybe the confusion.
Okay, not a problem. Your next shipment, excuse me, shows that it would. It's supposed to be going out January the 20th. So what I will do, instead of you receiving it every 60 days, just a moment, let me pull that up. Okay, just to, and then look at the, why it's there. Now, are you wanting to, let's see, 30...
I got my box in October, which got me through till now to 4 more days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to get another box. I was supposed to get a box every month. I didn't. That was my assumption, that I was going to get one box every month. Like I said to you earlier, I didn't get the starter kit. I just got the one box at that time. They should have charged me $19.95, and that was supposed to.
Yes, ma'am. I don't mean to cut you off. The $19.95 was the cost of a 30-day supply. With the 60-day subscription, excuse me, you get two boxes and you pay $59.95. So that's what you're paying for two boxes with the subscription.
$59.95?
Yes, ma'am. It's $59.95.
That's more than, yeah. That works out to be more money. So 30-day supply is $19.95. A 60-day supply is $59.95. So that doesn't make any sense. It's like $10 more for two boxes.
The 30-day supply, hold on just a moment, because it depends on the subscription. And I'm sorry, it is $59.
Well, that's what I took out when I wrote it on. I wrote it down. $19.95 would automatically be taken out of my account each month for the automatic delivery each month. That's what I was told.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry about the misunderstanding and the misinformation. The $19.95 was the cost of the starter kit, where you get a chance to test it or try it out. But the subscription, which is a 60-day subscription for two boxes, it came with it or comes with it automatically. So what I'm showing here is with the 60-day subscription, it's a two-month supply.
And is that what they just sent me?
Yes, ma'am. You have a two-month supply that's...
So, okay, so you can just let me know. So they've taken out $19.95 for the first box.
That's right.
Automatically came out. Okay, and now you said they sent them the 23rd, so they're going to be charging me $59.95 for those two boxes.
Right, that's already been billed.
It's already been taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, that was already billed. That was billed on the 23rd.
Okay, so,
David,
yep, I was misinformed at the beginning because I was assuming I was going to get a box once a month for $19.95. That's just what I thought. I mean, I like the product, so I don't want to stop using it, but now I'm behind schedule. I'm going to be behind schedule on it.
Okay.
I'm not trying to sound vague. I'm just trying to tell you how I assumed it was going to be happening once a month, get here so that I could take it. I wouldn't have to be behind. So now if it was shipped the 23rd and it takes up to 14 days to get here, I'm not going to get it in the next week or so.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I can make an adjustment in your account where the shipping frequency is 30 days. And as far as the, excuse me, as far as the shipment that was shipped out on the 23rd,
mm-hmm.
Your product has made it to New Hampshire as of the 25th. Probably tomorrow, U.S. Postal Service should have an update. But it says your shipments received, package acceptance pending. This was November the 25th at 11:20 a.m., and that was in Hampton, New Hampshire. So U.S. Postal Service doesn't yet have the expected delivery date, but you should be getting it possibly. Well, they don't have it delivered for the delivery
date.
They're usually
pretty good. Well, tomorrow's Saturday. They usually deliver on Saturday. Maybe I'll get it Monday, but.
Oh, okay. But what I can do is I can go ahead and change.
Can
your
we?
Shipping frequency.
Oh, to send it every 30 days? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what would it be every 30 days? Just so I know for my banking account.
It would be that $59.99.
So you're going to send two boxes at a time every 30 days?
Yes, ma'am. It's a 2-month supply.
So I wouldn't need it every 30 days. I'm not trying to be unreasonable. Trust me, I'm not. But if you're going to send me two boxes every 30 days that get me through 60 days, I'm going to get so many boxes that I won't need. So
not
how can
a problem,
we...
ma'am. If you just want to keep from running out before you receive your next shipment, would you like to have the shipping frequency changed maybe to 50 days?
Yes,
so that your product
thing. That's
be...
perfect. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, every 50 days.
All right, so 50 days. And get that saved.
And if I don't need a shipment at some point, I'll call. Say I have too many boxes, I'll call ahead.
Well, sure.
Tell them not to ship that month. So.
Right. You can always pause your account when you don't need any for a period, period of time. Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. So I have updated your shipping frequency. And it's now every 50 days. Yep, every 50 days. Now, are you still wanting your next shipment to go out January the 20th? It is now the very end of November.
If I get 60 days now, if I get 60 days by Monday, just say, that would get me into December, through December, 30 days. And then would you say the next shipping date was January?
Yeah, the system has it 120, which sounds like it probably would be about right.
Okay. Let's just leave it at that. We'll see. We'll just play with it as we go along.
Okay.
I guess I'll just have to. I'll keep an eye on it. But at least I know what I'm paying now, because I wouldn't have known, and that came out of my account on the 23rd. And at least I know what that amount of money is for.
Right.
Okay. All right, so I can change anything, cancel anything whenever I feel like it.
That's exactly.
Like if I want to cancel all this, yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, great, perfect. Okay, it gives me an answer to my question somewhat. So,
okay.
Can you get this locally? Do you have to, like? Can you get this from a pharmacy?
This does not require a subscription. Now the product is available. Probably through Amazon, but no, it doesn't require a subscription.
No, yeah, but I was wondering if you could get it in a retail store, like in a pharmacy, like a Walgreens or anywhere like that. Do they?
No, the product isn't in Walgreens or CVS. You can order it through Amazon. I've even seen some of the products. If you have a local vitamin shop, I'm not sure if the probiotic is in vitamin shop or not, but I've seen the fish oil.
Okay. All right, then. Great. All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. Before I let you go there, if you have been dealing with any anxiety or stress, or have any family members dealing with anxiety or stress, we're currently offering our Max Sleep. We have a travel kit, which is a 10-day supply. It's only $6.98. And it's not any addictive ingredients in it. If you would like to give it a try, it is a one-time shipment.
No, I have my own solution that I'm using right now for myself. So, yeah, I'm fine. But thank you anyway for giving me the information.
Welcome. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for
calling. I think there's not one person in America that isn't or in the planet that isn't stressed, is there? I don't think so. Sad, but it's true. It's so we're all in the same boat together. I know it. No, nobody can say you don't know how I feel, because we all know how each other feels. That's one thing. That's for sure. Well, you have a great night, and thank you for your information.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a good night.
Okay, sure. Bye now.
Bye-bye.